You are listening to Larry Connors, USA.
You want answers?
I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth!
You can't handle the truth!
This is Larry Connors, USA. Larry Connors, USA. Larry Connors, USA, news and commentary.
April 21, 2022, we are live streaming the program at rumble.com. You can go to rumble.com, enter in the search where it has a question as to what you want to see. Larry Connors, USA, all one word, Larry Connors, USA. Then go down the list of that. You'll find where one is marked live, and there we are, streaming live. Welcome to the studio. Now, here's an interesting story. I'm not saying that this is a precursor of what might be happening, but I want you to know that I'm bringing it to your attention and keep it in mind. Biden said the other day, supposedly, to Obama, I'm going to run again. And now word is being released that there's a group of celebrity elites going to be showing up at an L.A. Democracy Summit. The person leading that summit is Michelle Obama. I'm not trying to say. I'm just putting it there in front of you. We'll see. President Biden today saying we are going to give, as you heard on the network news, another $500 million in economic aid to Ukraine. He's also announced a new Uniting for Ukraine program that he says will enable Ukrainians seeking refuge to come directly from Europe to the U.S. He wants to bring in 100,000 Ukrainians, which they are legitimate asylum seekers, which our immigration plan does allow for, and our laws. Illegal border crossers at our southern border, that's not asylum seeking, and that remains illegal, but this government is not going to enforce it. None under Biden. He did say we're going to ban any Russian-affiliated ships from American ports. Canada and European nations have already done that. Why we're doing it so late? There's, again, just a perfect example of no leadership from this White House. Russia, in turn, has said, you know, you're putting all these bans on us and everything you're trying to restrict. Here's what we're going to do to you. They're adding VP Kamala Harris and Facebook founder Zuckerberg to a list of Americans now being banned from entering their country. I don't know how that's going to pay off, but they're making it clear you're not going to be welcome here either. So here's a story that's going to have a lot of folks in Florida and elsewhere crying and upset or yelling with joy before the day's over. The Florida House of Representatives did pass a bill today which would dissolve Walt Disney's special governing power in that state. The move would have huge implications, tax implications for Disney. Those theme parks across Florida, Orlando, turning that area into a great tourist attraction. And they've been given special permission all the way back to 1967 when Walt Disney himself said, I think we'll open up here in this swampland and turn it into something viable if you'll let us kind of decide how we want to do it. And the state of Florida said, by all means, take over our swampland. Well, now because Disney Corporation is fighting against a parental law to allow parents to decide if their kids are going to be taught sex education, transgender, reformations of that nature at early ages, as young as the third grade. They say, well, we'll just deal with Disney on a different level. Good. Chicago's O'Hare Airport still saying it's going to continue to have you have to wear a mask if you're inside the airport. Now, when you get on the plane, you may not have to do it. The word coming out the other day that you don't have to wear a mask, according to a judge, saying the CDC overstepped its authority. in the next hour, we're going to get into that in more detail, and it's really confusing, especially for New Yorkers. You'll see that story right away. And we've got 26 Republican governors joining forces to address chaotic policies at the border, especially if the Biden administration drops Title 42, which would prevent those possibly being allowed into the country for fear they might have COVID, much less child smuggling and drug smuggling and fentanyl. You want to know how dangerous fentanyl is? One source says a finger of fentanyl on your lips and you die. If you give mouth to mouth to that same person, you also die.
Larry Connors, USA, news and commentary.
If you have mold in your home, your family can get very sick. You need to call Wellington Environmental. Realtors, even hospitals and doctors call Wellington to solve mold issues. A Belleville homeowner discovered mold. Good thing he called Wellington. The mold is gone. And Wellington's new chemical process saved him $3,500. A university was facing some major mold issues. They called Wellington. Issue solved. The university saved $40,000. Wellington also helps research and test new products to deal with mold. Call 314-644-4930. 644-4930. A-rated by the BBB, Missouri and Illinois. Say you heard about Wellington on Larry Connors USA. Save $100 on any mold treatment or $50 on mold sampling. 644-4930. Be well with Wellington Environmental.
My sponsors keep this program on the air. So my thanks to John Beal Roofing, covering homes and businesses throughout the Midwest. Best quality, lowest price. So when you need a roof, remember this sponsor for this program, John Beal Roofing, 1-800-NEW-ROOF, 1-800-NEW-ROOF.
This is Larry Connors USA. Larry Connors USA.
The answer for New Yorkers is they're not entirely sure. They are pretty confused. I have spent the last couple of days, really since the Florida ruling came down, when I was in an airport taking public transportation around the New York area and trying to get a sense of what exactly the rules are and what people think of them. The answer is pretty complicated. For Ubers nationwide, they say masks are optional for both drivers as well as riders. But when I got on an Uber in New York yesterday, they said it was optional. But then I saw that the New York Taxi and Limousine Commission said, no, 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 we oversee Ubers, rideshares, as well as taxis, and they're not optional. Now, today, when I took an Uber, I got an alert before I got in saying that because I'm in New York City, masks are still required. That was not there yesterday. The driver certainly didn't know about it. Masks are required in New York subways, but not on Amtrak trains. They're not required for the New Jersey transit system, but they are required if you are in a New York state governed train station, say Penn Station, where New York Transit or New Jersey Transit rather drops off. So you could have this scenario where you're literally on the train coming from New Jersey. You get to Penn Station and you're supposed to put your mask back on. But if you've got Des Moines train station, it's optional when you're in the train hall. If that's not complicated enough, you just look at airports. In New York City, we have three really big airports in the area, LaGuardia, JFK, and Newark. LaGuardia and JFK, it is still mandatory for you to wear a face mask when you're in the terminal. Even though when you get on an airplane, most airlines have said it's optional. At Newark, it is optional inside the terminal itself.
Are you confused? Of course you are. That reporter's making it very clear that there's so many conflicting rules and statements about wearing masks on mass transits. Of course, the CDC had declared that you have to do it for at least 2 more weeks. They were going to end it here in April, but then they decide we're going to extend another 2 weeks because they will supposedly have some new information by then. I don't think they'll have anything new. They'll just simply resign. They may well try to extend it again. But what hit the fan was a federal judge in Florida declaring the other day that this sweeping federal travel mask mandate issued by the CDC and enforced by Joe Biden's administration was illegal. And stated then, as of April the 18th, you no longer had to wear a mask on a plane. And when the news like that was read on flights, word got to the cockpits that they in turn gave it to the flight attendants, or the pilot himself would read it to the passengers. There were cheers and yells and so forth, and many people take their mask off, throwing them in the air, waving them around, and happy once again. And others not so happy. Not happy then, not happy when they get off the train and or plane. And now you see this jumbled mix of information as to, are the masks going to remain at least for two more weeks, or are they not going to? Depends on where you are, where you're traveling, and the very moment you're traveling. It has nothing to do with any science and your health. It has to do simply with control. We have said that all along. When the head of your, supposedly, head of your intelligent agency overseeing health, the NIH, National Institute of Health, when he and along with the infectious disease control specialist, Dr. Fake, decide in the very beginning of COVID, masks won't do you any good. And then later say, well, yeah, they probably would. And then, but if you get a vaccination, you won't need a mask. And then maybe if you get the vaccination, you're still going to need a mask. In fact, you might need two. And in fact, you might need a booster shot. And maybe now a fourth booster shot. This started, I'm willing to concede, in the beginning because we were not sure what we were dealing with. And they do have, as you heard in the last hour, my guest pointing out, still 6 million in China locked down in their homes for fear of COVID. And some of them are probably starving in their homes. But they're not going to be allowed to get out. But I'm looking at a report also from Dr. Amesh Adalja. He is at Johns Hopkins Bloomberg School of Public Health. And he's watching this same report that you just saw and heard about this confusion over these masks. When do you wear them? When do you not wear them? When do we decide we are done with them? And Dr. Adalja again suggests that maybe we should take this ramp while it's here.
The overarching point is that we can't continue to think this is 2020 when it's 2022 and we have a whole slew of medical countermeasures to tame COVID-19, even if there's still going to be some risk to the immunocompromised. We can't get that risk down to zero. And if we don't actually take actions now, off ramps now, I don't know what the threshold would be. What would be the metric that we would use, because I think we have to get to the post-pandemic world, and it's not going to be 2019, no matter how much we wish it would be.
And what would be the metric? Remember, the metric originally is we're just going to flatten the curve. And then, no, we need at least herd immunity. But even Dr. Fake the other day said, I don't know we'll be able to get herd immunity with this disease. And then it's a matter of, how many we have to have vaccinated. When we get 30% of vaccinated, that will help. Then maybe we need 60. Maybe we need 70. Maybe we need 85%. The science in this case has been controlled by political science more than medical science. The CDC itself admitted when it came up with that 6-foot distance that you should maintain from someone, they just picked a number. What do you say? Let's say you had to keep 3 feet. Well, that might be too close. Well, what about 16 feet? Maybe that's too far. 10? Nah. Okay, let's go with 6. That is, in my mind, how they reached the number six, because there's no medical science saying at 6 feet, you should be protected. Ron DeSantis the other day, back last month, went to address an issue, and he was talking about the parental rights bill. He went to a school, and as he gathered there, there were already several students that had been selected by the school to stand behind him for, you know, picture purposes. And he walks in, and every one of the kids is wearing a mask. Listen to what Governor DeSantis said.
You do not have to wear those masks. I mean, please take them off. Honestly, it's not doing anything, and we got to stop with this COVID theater. So if you want to wear it, fine, but this is ridiculous.
It's COVID theater. You don't have to wear those. He didn't have one on. He said, if you want to keep it on, you can, but you don't have to. It's COVID theater, and it's ridiculous. Did you hear him tell the kids, take your mask off? I don't want to see them. No, you didn't hear that. He said, you don't have to wear them. If you want to, that's your option. But you're participating in COVID theater. And you could hear the kids kind of laughing about it. And every kid behind him took their mask off. One of them was a young man, but he might have been one of the last. I couldn't see from the video if he's the last or somewhere in the middle of the kids that decided to take the mask off. But he did take his off and smiled. Now, maybe, again, and this should stress the issue of kids might not be at a proper age to make a determination if they want to change their sex, much less do I wear a mask or not. And he kind of smiled, but was he smiling because he wanted to join the rest of the group and be part of them, or afraid that if he kept it on, he'd look kind of stupid, or who knows what went through the kid's mind? All we really know for sure is that that event was videotaped and presented on a local news channel and then also on NBC News, and his mother of that child saw it. So let's back up to the report as it came from NBC that day from their station when Ron DeSantis entered the room seeing the kids wearing their masks.
You do not have to wear those masks. I mean, please take them off.
Tonight, more fallout after Florida Governor Ron DeSantis admonished a group of high school students Wednesday.
Honestly, it's not doing anything, and we got to stop with this COVID theater.
Highlighting yet again the bitter divide over face masks.
So if you want to wear it, fine, but this is ridiculous.
And what they represent. Eric Marshall was one of those students.
I almost jumped out of my skin. I was really appalled.
His mother, Dawn, who's immunocompromised, was furious by what the governor said.
He took away my authority. He put my child at risk.
No, he did not. He did not take away your authority as a parent. If you told your child you always wear your mask and your child took it off, the child decided to disobey you. And the governor did not put you at risk because, again, he didn't tell the child you have to take it off. He just said you don't need them. It's political theater. But if you want them, keep them on. He offered that option. Now, the boy was interviewed, and I listened to it, but it's very hard to make out exactly. It's almost like he's not sure if he should admit that I did it because I wanted to be with the others or I did it because I was caught off guard. It really makes no difference. Here what we have is a mainstream media, now state-controlled media, using this as an example of Ron DeSantis threatening kids and parents at home by telling them they can or cannot wear a mask, which is not what he did. You heard exactly what he said. But still, you got so many members of the state-controlled media, they want to continue to push the scare.
So what we've done is we've removed a travel mask mandate with an incredibly high level of virus. And right now, as of today, it is less safe to fly in this country than it was yesterday.
Is there any science to that? No, you don't need any science. You can say it. It is true if you have your followers that believe you. I want you to hear from Candace Owens, a conservative also politician, conservative talk show host, and her view on how this situation has played out.
They're sick. These are utterly sick, mentally unstable people who want people to suffer out of sport, out of sheer sport. We obviously know the science does not make sense. It never makes sense. Talk about science ever shifting. That's exactly what the CDC specializes in, making up things like you as they go along, like they are actually, Simon says, in the child's game. And you know what? It is sad to me to see so many flight attendants celebrating and people that are in the seats, because you realize people have just been suffering, fearful that they're going to go to prison. The first announcement they hear, if you don't comply, you know, you can be arrested. Imagine having a federal charge because you didn't wear a mask over your face. We watch children suffer. We watch special needs kids get kicked off of planes for their inability to keep their mouths on, to keep their masks on their face, as well as young kids, as 2 years old, crying and screaming, not understanding why they're being made to wear a mask. And this is really just happening in America, by the way. I've traveled all across Europe. They've all released a mask mandate. So this is not based in science. This is just based in control. The government took power. They don't want to give it back.
That I agree with, Candace Owens. The government took control, and they don't want to give it back. As I said the other day, they might want to move us to the world of Mad Max. We're all going around with oxygen masks on and tanks to breathe air. Who knows? It might happen. I'm looking at a piece written by Christopher Bedford. We've had him on numerous times before. This is for The Federalist, and it's titled, "The Spell is Broken." How the White House mask play finally exposed COVID's true culprits. Then following, if a medical degree can explain the theatrics we're seeing, then it's not a degree worth trusting. Ordinary people are beginning to see that. Amen, amen. And then we have the BLM movement still lying, collecting money.
This is Larry Connors, USA.
Larry Connors, USA.
BLM, Black Lives Matter, has raised an uncounted number of and amounts of money. The best estimate is $90 million. Even if you go on the conservative side, $60 million. Where has all that money gone? Investigations are starting, and rightly so. And they made a point to show up at every event that involved a police officer in the shooting, even if the officer was absolutely correct at every step, they were going to utilize it, and basically on the coffin of the black person who had been killed by a police officer, they're going to put another price tag to raise more money. And it also has opened up the push for less jail time, maybe no prisons. And what's that led to? More violence. And if you're facing a crime, somebody comes in with a gun, who are you going to call? Ghostbusters? Are you going to call somebody with a gun to put an end to the guy that came in with a gun? If you're not exercising your Second Amendment rights and have your own gun with you. Florida had a escalation of violent crimes. But in Florida, they decided we're going to get tough on them. And here's what happened. The Florida prosecutor overseeing some of the big cities, Jacksonville murders down now 30%, overall shootings down 17%. They're seeing other areas having the same thing, all a substantial downturn in violent gun crime. They still have it. They know they do, and they're still trying to deal with it. But most of it's going down because they made it clear, you commit a gun crime in this state, we will come after you on every charge possible. Contrast that to L.A. Police reporting an 8% spike in total violent crimes. That's just violent crimes. Back in January, the L.A. County Sheriff said we had a 94% spike in homicides over the last couple of years. New York City, recently that mass shooting, at the Brooklyn subway platform. Violent crimes up 4% at the start of the month compared to a year ago. It goes on and on. And then you got BLM trying to raise money on each and every case and coming up with bail money for rioters and looting and burning cities and businesses. Often, businesses that leave black community neighborhoods never to return. Or they might be actually black-owned businesses. They want to try to build back, but they don't get any money. Where's the BLM help then? In fact, Dr. Carol Swain, former professor of political science and law at Vanderbilt University, said BLM has no actual regard for black lives at any stage of development. If BLM cared about black people, its leaders and chapters would devote themselves to addressing the cultural issues that have led to generations of black overrepresentation among murder victims and perpetrators. And that last word has been hidden by the state-controlled media. They don't want to tell you when you're looking at how many deaths are out there were committed by black perpetrators. But the numbers themselves show black murders drastically up in 2020. Stats showing that 3,500 more blacks were killed in the same time period that whites were killed. And out of that period of time, and that included 7,400 black Americans being murdered, that included many who were victims of other blacks, not whites, not police. And the black communities know it and acknowledge it as well. That's why even Al Sharpton the other day said, you talk about defunding the cities of police or defunding police. He said, you lose me because we need more police. That's Al Sharpton. I wonder how many of them are listening to him on that point. And another issue we're all facing is the economic crisis in this Biden economy, and it's not going to get better. You think it's bad now? It's going to get worse. And in Canada, they are suddenly having a rude awakening. Stand by, please.
You can email Larry at LarryConnorsUSA@gmail.com. LarryConnorsUSA@gmail.com.
Many car dealers are quick to sell you a car, but Ackerman Toyota knows that's just the beginning of your relationship. When it comes time for routine or special service work, others might be too busy. Not Ackerman Toyota. Hours and days to fit your schedule. Ackerman Toyota at Hampton, just north of Interstate 44. Ackerman Toyota for life.
Oh, baby, when you talk like that, you make a woman go mad. So be wise and keep on reading the signs of my body. I'm on tonight, you know my hips don't lie, and I'm starting to feel you, boy. Come on, let's go.
This is Larry Connors USA. Larry Connors USA.
This Biden administration economic policies are absolutely destroying the bottom line in these restaurants. Prices in the major chains are up about 15% in the last 2 years. Food cost is going through the roof. Freight, long-haul freight, coast to coast, border to border, is up about 100% because of fuel surcharges. Every place you look in the supply chain, there's disruptions because of cost, fuel cost, labor shortage. The shortage of truck drivers is unbelievable. The hours these men and women are working hauling this produce to market is unbelievable. We're going to hit a point of inelasticity. The customers are not going to put up with this for much longer. I'm really fearing a recession is right around the corner.
Don't take the man's words lightly. He's former CEO of McDonald's Corporation, fast food chain, Ed Renzi, and saying the Biden administration and its actions are killing business, especially small business, and it's not going to get any better at this rate. Now, we all know the moment that Biden came into office, and I don't care if you're a Democrat even if you're a progressive Democrat and you believe in pie in the sky, riddle me this. If you shut down a major pipeline, which is nearing completion, if you shut down various oil and land gas leases or become so strict with some of your rules that it's impossible to drill and make any money, because it's still, for the most part, speculation at that point. Did you not expect that prices are going to have to go up? You get somebody like Pete Buttigieg, your transportation secretary. What does he know about transportation? Oh, he's ridden on a train a couple of times. Kind of like Hunter Biden working for Burisma. Probably bought gas once or twice himself. You're going to see gas prices maybe drop a little bit, then come back up and drop. But don't take that as a regular, similar, and unexploited price. With Biden now drawing out of our strategic reserves in salt mines under the states of Texas and Louisiana, he's violating the very principle of the strategic reserve. That is to make sure if we had a major calamity that wiped out refineries and oil and gas production for our country, would have something to help us move forward. And the amount being taken out, the time it's been taken out, is still just a drop in the ocean, but it will add up to depletion. Ed Rentz is saying, I see a recession right around the corner. Let me point out that the Federal Reserve Chairman, Jerome Powell, I just saw this come across, is now going to join with U.S. central bankers who want to move faster on raising the interest rates. He said during a discussion hosted by International Monetary Fund in D.C., it is appropriate, in my view, to be moving a little more quickly. I also think there's something in the idea of front-end loading. By that, he's talking about maybe hiking the benchmark for Fed rates, not a quarter of a point, but maybe up to half a point. Do it early, do it soon. Now, look north of the border. Canada's annual inflation rate also has accelerated faster than expected this last month. We are at a 40-year high this month. We are at a 40-year high in this nation at 8.6%, and that's not an accurate figure. It's really higher than that. But Canada is now hitting a 31-year high amid broad price pressures. So back to Ed Renzi, the CEO, former CEO of McDonald's. He said businesses trying to stay afloat and having to change their menus and offerings at the prices and what they can, first, what they can get, and secondly, what they're going to charge so they keep the customers and the employees, they're going to have to get creative.
I see a big change in the menu. We're seeing smaller portions. Things are coming off the menu that have high food costs. Promotions are focusing on products like buy this and buy that and get a free drink. Because the cost of a soft drink is so low. There's a real disruption in the restaurant chain from beginning to end, and I don't see any solution anytime soon. We can't keep raising prices the way we're doing it.
He had me there for a moment. He had me. He said, buy this and get a free drink. And then he started talking about soda. All right. You had me. I was almost hooked in on that idea. Let's do that. I urge you to support your local restaurants. Continue to do so best you can. Some can do it better than others, and they're struggling. Of course, labor is part of the issue. As you know, one of my sponsors is Cafe Napoli with three locations. And I make it very clear to you, I'm talking about a sponsor, not trying to slip it under the door. But obviously, I endorse them because I have known the family and the restaurants and the way they do business and treat people for many years. But there are many other mom-and-pop-type restaurants around the area, wherever you live, that do the same thing. So don't stop eating out. You may have to change, and your menu will be changing. Some that used to offer a surf and turf, they don't offer that together anymore. Chicken getting harder because they were killing off a lot of chickens, fearing a bird flu. But this inflation rate, it's going to go up again. If we were up 8.6% for March, I will tell you right now, the numbers in April will be higher yet. Oh, you must be really an economist, Larry. No, I'm not, any more than I'm a biologist, but I know the difference between a man and a woman. And while I'm not an economist, I know that there's nothing on the horizon that's going to make anything look better. Nothing's going to help. And then on top of everything you've got to deal with, supply chain issue and labor force and rising cost and fuel cost much just to get it to you, then you get out of the wackos in California another idea that they think will help solve everything and especially help the poor wage earners, because the poor are being hurt the worst. So California has come up with what they think is a new law that's going to be better for everyone. Listen to this.
California's going to pass this legislation for a 32-hour work week. That means we're going to have to go to an 8-day scheduling program, 4 hours, 4 days and 4 days. Anything overtime is a time and a half. At the minimum wage we're paying right now to hire people, that's going to be $24 an hour to work on the 33rd hour. I mean, that's just crazy to have teenagers working in a fast food restaurant making that kind of money. It's not sustainable, Dagan. It just isn't sustainable.
Not sustainable. Again, that's Ed Rentz, former McDonald's CEO. And it's not just teenagers might have it. It might be some retired people that said, I need the extra money, so they go do it. But it's all back to when someone was demanding you had to have a statutory minimum wage. Well, if you pass it through your state and they have it in place, that's good if you got the job. But if it's so much they have to lay somebody off, then those who got laid off, it's not so good for them. And this inflation, I'm looking at a piece here from Forbes saying high inflation isn't going away. Prices are going to continue going up. And then the question being raised by the Washington Post and being answered by the Washington Post, price hikes are particularly devastating to lower-income households with already tight budgets. Now, many of you probably already knew that, right? You don't need to be told that. You deal with it daily. Some of us are blessed enough that I don't check the gas price on the pump. I just pull in, and if I need gas, I put it in. Now, when I look at the final total, I think, whoa. But it won't stop me from buying gas. But for some people, they got to decide, do I have enough money to get gas in the car to get to where I need to do? Which fits into the whole green pie in the sky thing. Force the people to abandon private vehicles, endorse public transit, stop emissions, stop oil and gas, and we'll all be better. All move to electric cars if you can afford one. And supposedly they'll make them cheaper. But then where are you going to get the electricity? Wind power can only do so much, hydroelectric so much, nuclear plant so much, fossil fuel still needed to at least keep the engines lubricated on those windmills. One man who has built a small fortune, and I say a small fortune in a tongue-in-cheek way, is Elon Musk with Tesla. And today he made an announcement regarding Twitter. I think you want to hear this statement coming up.
You can hear podcasts of this program at Larry Connors USA Facebook. Larry Connors USA Facebook.
Rottner Pest Solutions is one of the top pest control companies in the nation, and yet still family-owned for three generations, 65 years. Rottner customers still get personal, professional, safe service. I personally encourage you to call. Get a free quote. Schedule same day, next day, or a Saturday. 877-ROTTLER, 877-ROTTLER, or go to rottner.com.
1, 2, 3, they're going to run back to me. They always want to come, but they never want to leave.
This
is Larry Connors USA. Larry Connors USA.
Welcome back. As you know, we used to live stream the program on YouTube channel, but YouTube didn't like something I said, so they shut us off. And we in turn have shut them off and said, well, we'll go to Rumble.com. So we are live streaming at Rumble.com. If you're listening and hearing that for the first time, you can go to Rumble.com later. We'll be off the air, but you can pull up previous programs. And in fact, a lot of our programs we did on YouTube, Larry Connors USA YouTube channel, are still posted, so you can see those as well. In fact, it's pretty amazing. I continue to see those numbers increase, and we have been on there now for 2-3 months or better. The fact that YouTube cut us off shows you big tech will make its decision as to if it likes what you say and you can or can't say something, which brings us to Twitter. And Elon Musk's determination to buy Twitter and make it truly a public space platform again, not controlled by progressive liberals who basically will tell you what to do while they do something else. If you recall, back in April, Musk announced he had purchased about 9.2% of the firm, and then he later reduced his holdings to 0.1%. He's also told that if he had much more, he'd have to be serving on the board. He didn't want to be on the board because he couldn't own it that way. And Twitter's other large shareholders, including the Vanguard Company, Morgan Stanley, and BlackRock. Those are big names, big money. So is Elon Musk, Tesla, SpaceX, and now looking to get into Twitter. Today he's announcing he secured required financing to buy Twitter and take it private. New regulatory finding that he has a $46.5 billion in commitment to go through with the deal. $46.5 billion. Musk, the richest man in the world, has $25.5 million in debt financing from Morgan Stanley, which is a holder of Twitter, and other financial institutions. He says so far Twitter's still not responding. He's offering $54.20 a share. When he made that first offer, it was 20 to 30% above the share price. Then some members of the company decide, well, we don't want him to have control, so they adopted the poison pill and saying that if he gets 15% ownership, we would dilute the price and he will lose money, so he'll go away. I don't think that's going to happen. He doesn't strike me as someone who's simply going to fold up his tent and say, okay, that was a good idea, but it didn't work. And the left is absolutely furious. Because if he owns Twitter, Trump could probably be back on there. And others who have left may decide to come back and use it, because if it's going to really be a free speech platform the way it's intended, then it will survive and accelerate. But, of course, when you have the leftists trying to decide what you should know and how you should know it, you quickly see they cannot find the nose, their own nose. They really can't. Until they continue telling lies that it gets long enough that they can't overlook it. CNN Plus, or just CNN Plus. That streaming service that they hyped is going to be the most significant development in the history of CNN, was shut down the 30th of this month, 1 month after it launched. CNN Plus is telling customers you'll get prorated refunds of your subscription fees. The CNN CEO told staffers today about that and said it's a uniquely SE situation. He used another word other than SE, but I'll bet you could figure that one out. And hundreds of CNN staffers will lose their jobs probably. He said they will continue to be paid and receive benefits for the next 90 days. But after that, you're probably going to be on your own. And so all these stories and all this mocking of people that are suffering because you wanted to shut down gas and oil and make us all go to electric or quit using private transportation, now suddenly you're going to be looking for some kind of job. There are a lot of jobs out there if you'll go get them. Unfortunately, we have some people decide, man, I don't want to work. Just don't want to work. Or I'm just as happy walking up down a line of cars and holding a sign saying, will you help me? And they may even put on there, I'm a veteran, when they're not a veteran. They make that up as a lie. And see, this is very close to, it reminds me of the guy that he tells a friend of his, he said, my wife needs $20,000 for a special operation. And I need that $20,000 for her operation. The guy says, well, I know you gamble a lot. How do I know? I know if you've heard this before. Stick with me. He said, if I know, if I give it to you, how do you know you're not going to spend that $20,000 on gambling? He said, oh, I got $20,000 for gambling. I just need it for her operation. Because suddenly reality hits a word and you realize they've been lying to you all this time. CNN Plus, the most historic thing? Not likely. You will know what is historic on news cable? Fox News Channel's Sean Hannity, now the longest-running primetime cable news host in TV, breaking a record held by talk show host Larry King. Sean Hannity, Fox News. Congratulations to Sean. Congratulations to all of you who support conservative programs such as this one. I do appreciate it. Remember our pledge, one nation under God.
This is Larry Connors, USA.
Larry Connors, USA.
You are listening to KXEN 1010 St. Louis. This is the home of Larry Connors, USA.